That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We are back again. Duncan, you're finally with us.
Finally. Fuck, it's been forever.
Thank you for actually showing up.
Hey, thank the factory.
Tonight, we have a bit of a scumbag overload.
It's something special in here tonight.
I don't know how to describe it.
This is the show that gets us thrown off the internet.
That's probably correct.
Like the internet in general, not Justin.tv.
The whole internet.
Absolutely.
Every single one of the internet.
Absolutely. All the tubes.
Well, when we come back, we'll introduce the rest of these two fellows. I mean, well, we all know Wolfgang.
Yeah, Wolfgang, we know. He can't talk.
No. Don't talk.
There you go.
Duncan, good to see you.
It's good to see you too, Wolfgang.
No, you can't talk that much. You can't talk that much, okay. Wolfgang.
All right. Come
on, come on. We'll be right back. It's the Ono Radio Show. Coming at ya. Scumbag overload.
Jesus, God help
like
us all.
Never seen That's right, we are back, and it's not newsstand time.
You get a little premature on that one.
Ah, well.
Story of your
shit
life.
Shit happens, you know. Gosh. It's a scumbag podcast. But tonight, it is... hey. It wouldn't be the show if we didn't fuck something up right away.
Yeah, right off the bat. That's what we do.
Ladies and gentlemen, we do have to introduce...
Oh my God. A man who needs no introduction unless you're listening on the radio and you can't see him.
That's right.
And if you can't feel the scumbaggery just oozing out of your speakers, doesn't it make you feel good?
I think it's 10 degrees hotter in here just because he's here.
I agree. Like,
there's definitely an aura about him.
Yeah,
there's something definitely going on there.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, the Pope of the Scumbags.
Absolutely.
Mm. What's up, guys?
Mr. Double S Scott Sessions is in.
Yes, yes.
Oh, everybody.
He threw the double S in there.
I threw the double S in there.
Yeah.
Does that bring back memories?
They just think it was the Antichrist because my initials were SS. Yeah.
Well, you're about as close as you're gonna get.
Yeah, right.
We've always said that. What am I? I'm the jester of the scumbags.
Yeah, I'm the king of the scumbags.
I wouldn't say you're the king. You're the prince.
Prince works.
I would say he's.
Who's the king of the scumbags?
I'm not quite sure.
I don't think we have a king.
The king
yet,
is yet to be.
A king.
The throne is still vacant.
But Scott is most certainly the Pope.
Absolutely. Because he's so much more of an advanced scumbag than the rest of us, is really what it is. Like, it transcends all rank.
Well, like, Scott's been around a long time.
I'm not that fucking old.
as you like to say, you were once a much different person. Is that not correct?
Oh yeah. I don't know if I can get into that, but yes, I was a much different person. So the story.
How different?
Were you a woman?
No. I used to be. Nazi skinhead when I was growing up. Kind of up there in rank a little bit. Like when Geraldo got his nose broken, those were my friends.
I don't know, you're looking at me in this weird kind of way that I kind of feel a little... Luckily, I'm closest to the door, so I can get the heck out of here.
No, yeah, I'm good now.
No, he's fine now.
I'm fine. I hate everybody separately, but equally now. I don't give a shit what race you are, what your sexual orientation is. I just fucking don't like you.
Because you suck. And you're fucking stupid.
Why do I find this so hilarious? I'm not even quite sure.
You know what it is?
I do.
The time that I get to spend with Scott when there aren't a lot of people around. And it's just me and him having conversations. I learn so much about life in general.
The stories.
And I'm just like, God. And then, like I put my experiences kind of, like, in perspective. And I'm like, God, I'm such a fucking amateur.
It's
hard to do shit like that when you know.
Thank you, Wolfgang. Wolfgang adjusted the fan.
You said do shit.
It's hard to do shit.
Oh.
When you grow up in the country.
So you've seen a lot of things, though, Scott, right?
I've seen a lot of things. A lot. It's pretty much, you could A lot of you could pretty much throw out a topic, and there's chances are that I've done something with it.
All right, but midgets.
As a matter of fact, I have a friend that is a midget. That
male or female?
Female. She's into very muscular guys, big muscular guys, and
I'm working on it.
Yeah, and she one night was they were getting down, and he kept flipping her around, put her on the couch, put her on the bed. She couldn't figure out what was going on. Well, he videotaped it the whole time, so she walked over to the computer, and he was streaming it on the internet as he was banging her. Yeah, so yeah, midgets. I've had a lot of midget friends.
Wait,
yeah.
He was normal size?
Oh, big dude, big muscle, big muscle bound, like 6 foot dude, railing. Yeah, railing the midget dude. Yeah, I can see it. She's hot.
Would I? What, a midget?
Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, I'd do a midget.
Yeah. I'm like, no hesitation.
How little, though?
What,
because
what?
There's midget, and then there's, you know, like...
Dwarf. Wait, what do they want to be called?
You know, it's like...
I don't want to offend anybody, of course.
A little person, man. I bang a little person.
Yeah.
No arms, no legs. I don't care. Like,
I need a hole. I do not need hips.
No arms, no legs. You would do that?
Why not?
Yeah.
All right.
Only midgets... Midgets should fuck midgets.
No.
That's a rule.
No, it's not a rule.
It's not a rule.
It's not a rule.
It's absolutely not a rule.
I think it is.
It was probably written somewhere.
Some of them just need a lot of loving, you know?
That's right.
They need what, you know?
And then some of them you can use as hand puppets.
I like how their little hands, speaking of hands, I like how their little hands...
They make my dick look huge.
Huge! Yeah. Oh, and it feels good, too, because it's only getting like halfway around.
Yeah, exactly. And then they have to two-fist it. Fucking, yeah, rep and pump, man. Rep and pump. Owen's disturbed.
A little bit.
So would you? You would, right, Owen?
No, Owen would not.
Mm. You wouldn't?
No, he's thinking about it.
A black midget. I would do a black midget, not a white one.
What about a Mexican one or an Asian one? Are there any Asian midgets?
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Here's the thing.
I haven't seen.
Here's my train of thought.
Your train of thought is two things that you midgets, would normally not do?
Big butts.
Okay.
Yeah.
Black midgets.
Even bigger butts. All right. I see where you're going there.
If I'm going to do it, I'm going all the way.
Have them stick one of those sausage fingers in your ass, too.
Why not?
Yeah.
That's no, Owen's. You, Owen's I don't get, do that. That's
I'm fucking gross. A you're gross.
Yeah, you're. Yeah.
You're disgusting.
We can
first knuckle. Nothing gay.
No homo.
No homo.
What are you doing?
Oh, really? That was a honey badger. Are you overwhelmed by the scumbaggery over there, Owen?
I think I need to kick Wolfgang out of the studio.
I haven't even fallen asleep yet.
I want to ask fucking Scott a couple questions,
okay,
if you don't mind.
Ask away.
And get along with this goddamn show. Scott.
Shoot.
Bender wanted to know.
Bender.
About your flamingo wrangling session.
Oh, fuck, man. Yeah, okay. Here's another. I worked for this place called Gatorland, which, if you can't figure out the fucking name, it's full of alligators and crocodiles and shit. I worked there for years, and one of our adventures was actually going to South Florida and herding and catching wild flamingos for several zoos. Now, the funny part is not the fact that you're catching flamingos. It is the way that you have to catch them. So, I am open-armed, running around, chasing goddamn flamingos with a construction net, wrapping them up, jumping on top of them, and throwing them in a van. So, it's very, yes.
It's very rapey.
It's the visual of it. It's not the fact... Yes, flamingos don't just go to zoos because they fly there and that's where they like to stay. We had to catch them, cut their fucking wings off, and that's where they stay. So flamingos can
fly before that?
Oh, yeah, they fly.
Like long distance, like a geese?
Yeah, and they're like white before you start feeding them shit, then they turn pink. So,
really?
Yeah, so I had to run around and chase some flamingos. That's the
funny
part.
When do they start standing on one leg?
All the time.
When they sleep,
oh,
right?
They just tuck one up.
That's what they do?
Yeah. So, but yeah, I've herding flamingos. I did all kinds of shit out there.
You used to work for Gatorland. For those of you who don't know, Gatorland is a theme park here in the Central Florida area. And it's, well...
It's awesome.
It is kind of cool. I mean, it's gators galore. Like gators, you got the gator. What is it? The jamboree.
The jumperoo. Yeah.
The jumperoo. What are they?
Scary. Yeah, I had one almost fucking snap my head off, man. I was like, some bitch.
For those of you who don't know what that is, it's basically a bunch of gators in a pool, and everybody gathers and watches. And how many times a day do they do it? Do you know?
I was like, five or six times a day.
And what they would do is they'd have all the gators out there, and then along a big steel wire line, they would basically hang a bunch of chickens, dead chickens. You know, just...
Yeah, like, to feed them?
No, were they turkeys or were they chickens?
Oh, yeah. We used chicken, and then we... people got mad we were using horse meat, so it pissed people off. We had big roasts hanging off of it, but yeah, we used chickens.
They'd reel it out there over the pool on this steel wire.
All James Bond style.
All these meats. And the fucking alligators jump out of the water. Like,
and they jump out like eight to ten feet, man.
8 to 10 feet and grab. That's
terrifying.
Oh, it's amazing, though.
It's scary stuff. It changes your perspective on alligators and what they can do.
I saw that as like a little kid. Like, I saw that probably when you were working there. Like,
probably.
When we... I was a little English boy coming over on vacation.
Yeah.
On holiday to America. And
then he never fucking left.
And then somehow, yeah.
Did you talk like that?
Oh, once upon a time, I went to school and I went...
Tiny Tim.
I was a bit Tiny Timish.
And more porridge.
Went into the cafeteria and got a plate, you know, of...
Bangers and mashed
potatoes, whatever they were handing out at school that day. And had a bit of a bite, and I said to my friend, "Wow, this is nice." My friend looked at me and said, "It's pretty good."
We can't be friends anymore. Yeah, actually what he said.
Yeah. I learned pretty quickly to adjust into being. Oh well, I'm living in America now.
Oh, school meals in the UK are a little bit different.
I'm not talking about when I was in the UK. That was when I was here.
Yeah, that's what. Yeah, I but like the over school there.
Meals in
you
the
had
UK.
Bangers and mash here.
No, it was.
I don't know what I had. It's probably some macaroni and cheese and some bullshit.
Probably
I
pizza.
Know.
But where else can you get a meal for $2.50?
Why are we talking about this?
I don't know. You guys are fucking high.
I'm just kind of hungry. Yeah, I'm kind of hungry, to be honest with you.
Yeah, that's not a surprise. At least you're not asleep.
Well, here's one thing. I went on the old Facebooks and I said, "Hey, what the hell do you want us to talk about on the radio tonight?" And our number one fan, Mark.
Yes.
I would say he's our number one fan now.
Right.
He's contributing to the show
more
than anybody else.
Yeah, more than us, probably.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Probably.
I didn't even know we had a page.
He said, talk about borderline boilers. Do any of you have any idea what
that is? I saw that earlier, and I was like, I have no idea what the fuck that is. And I meant to look it up.
Well, I researched it. I did.
Good.
I actually finally did some homework. Now,
the one time.
Yeah, I wrote down the definition. Basically, a borderline boiler is somebody who is slightly over the line of ugliness / past their prime, but for some unknown reason, you find them attractive.
Oh, all the time, man. That's okay. That's nothing.
Yeah.
The five.
Yeah.
A five, yeah.
Now, I've got a... I went on... there was kind of a... I typed it in, and I did, like, an image search. What kind of meets the criteria. And yeah. I'll read off some names and give me some yeses or noes. You know what I'm saying?
All right, I like this.
All right, Helen Mirren.
Yeah,
she was like the queen, right?
Oh, yeah, the queen. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah? She played the queen in the movie.
Yeah,
yeah. Oh yeah.
Wolfgang shaking his head now.
No old lady.
I don't know who it is.
She's classy.
Helen
Mirren.
Helen Mirren's yeah,
classy old bro.
On to the next one.
Okay. Snooki.
No. I mean,
I'd fuck the shit out of Snooki.
I would
Helen Mirren
and Helen Mirren.
Well, she's I spent a little time up in New York with them.
Snooki. Come on,
that's a little
girl. You can have some fun with that. Am I wrong?
But see, Snooki I've got a thing for third trimester pregnant bitches. So, not first. I mean, like, end of their pregnancy. I like them big and pregnant. Big and pregnant.
With the belly button popped. And that's my... Out.
Yeah, with the, with the little turkey timer, it's up and says that it's, they're ready to pop. Mm-hmm. I love pregnant chicks. Mm-hmm. So, Snooki, third trimester pregnant, little extra weight on her, rub some oil. Mm-hmm. Anything she wanted, I would do. I'm like, yeah.
That's not weird at all.
And pasty redheads. That's my fetish, man. I can do whatever I want. It's all good.
That's true. Pasty redheads?
Oh, I love pasty redheads, too.
Pasty redheads?
Like, really?
Pasty, a pasty redhead third trimester pregnant would probably make me...
Let's move on with the list, then. Monica Lewinsky. Trifecta.
Oh, yeah.
I think President Clinton had some pretty decent taste.
Yeah, I thought it was good. He should tell a lot better than Hillary. Yeah,
you can tell that Monica Lewinsky knows how to...
Oh, yeah. She knows how to slob a knob. That's for goddamn sure.
Yeah, that's for goddamn sure. Kelly Osbourne.
Yes.
She dated my boy, yeah.
Even when she from the
on the show, Rob Astin.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the bald dude that was on the show.
Yeah. Like, even back when she was like
she was chubby then.
When she was chubby?
Even when she was chubby, she was still a banger.
Fuck
right?
Yeah.
Alright.
I had a crush on her when I was 13 and she was 13. It was fucking awesome.
Now it gets into ones that are just in my mind.
Okay.
Okay.
Ann Coulter.
I would hate fuck that bitch.
Absolutely.
I would Serbian film her.
Do I know Ann Coulter?
She's the fucking blonde, blue-eyed fucking really...
She's the blonde conservative version of...
She gets into a lot of fights with Michael Moore and Al Franken.
She's a huge cunt.
Yeah, she's a big old cunt. She is. Like, super huge cunt.
Yeah, yeah,
but
probably.
But she's the female Glenn Beck.
Probably.
There you go.
Or the female Bill O'Reilly.
We're damn close.
Probably.
So she's on those news shows?
She's on Fox News a lot. I would hate fuck the shit out of her.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like, I would want her to never be able to fucking have sex again when I was done.
There are a few people in my life I would hate fuck.
Yeah. Well, there are a few people that I literally want to pinch their nose and hold my dick down their throat until they die.
I can't. I had that discussion with somebody the other day. I'm not allowed
me.
To get head
yeah,
because
me.
Yes, it was always
you blessed me
yeah,
with this.
I
knowledge.
Can't. I am not allowed to get head because I skull fuck. I mean, like, to the point to where tears rolling down their eyes, and it's not my fault.
I just get into it.
I just in the moment, I jam my cock straight down their throat, and it's I can't help it. They're crying. I'm not allowed. I put their head against the wall. I do what I. I'm not allowed to get head for that exact reason because it takes I gotta stab guts, so it's one of those things.
Bruising cervixes.
I don't know what made me have that discussion with him the other day. It just happened. Something clicked.
You like to disturb
him.
Oh,
I said I was gonna. Yeah, I wanted to.
Scott has a tendency of standing behind you. He looms. He doesn't just stand.
It's
looms
this presence. It's
you.
Just mm-hmm. this lurking
and
presence
that
in the dark
aura that we were talking about. Energy
just
that he creates.
Kind of stands there.
And then he puts a finger in your ass.
I like to make people uncomfortable. Not so much put a finger.
And then
I do
breathing.
Tickle
yeah.
a little
really
bit.
Hard
yeah,
behind
and
you.
I never tickle. And like the first time I got freaked out, and now every time it happens, I'm just like, "Hey, Scott,
yeah, it's all good."
Yeah.
I've start dead eyeing Scott now. Like, thanks, man. Anytime he does it,
I stole the fucking peanut butter for you the other day too. Just
yeah,
cause that
did.
Comment. Yeah,
did.
They took it back though. Pissed me off.
Fuck.
Cunts. Mm.
Yeah.
You will put peanut butter on anything.
I put fucking peanut butter on everything.
Anything.
Fucking, yeah, peanut butter's good on it. Well, pretty much everything.
I got two more candidates.
Okay, keep going.
Courtney Love.
Oh, depends on which time frame.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because
are we talking
now?
I haven't seen pictures of Courtney Love recently. Did she fall off again?
She's actually okay, I think, right
because,
now.
like...
No?
The whole People versus Larry Flint era? Yeah. When she was all fucking, looked like she was all fucking a junkie whore?
I don't know. Yeah.
Like her entire life?
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like when she still had the visible track marks and looks like she had cigarettes put out in her arms. And
But a chick can be drop dead gorgeous, and as soon as she opens her mouth, I want to kick her in the face,
the
man.
Question
I know.
No, the honest question with Courtney Love is before the nose job or after the nose job? Because before the nose job, have you seen?
It's like
have
Ashley
seen
Simpson.
Pictures of her.
Oh before, yeah.
Oh god, damn! That thing was.
Yeah.
okay. I know what you're thinking. Motherfuckers. Huge noses. Huge noses. Huge noses.
on the moon.
Everybody knows you. Noses, 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 noses. Hey, everybody loves you. Everybody loves huge noses. Huge noses, noses, noses.
Shit.
No jizz nose.
Oh, God, that I wish I had a picture.
Jizz on your nose.
Jizz on your nose.
I would not get. Madonna!
Before or after Dennis Rodman, I think is the real question. Before
I've jerked off a lot to Madonna over the years, and right now I don't think.
Right now, I don't think I could do it.
She's too.
Yeah, I think she would ruin.
She's too all leathery. Of
her daughter? Yeah, but no.
She's so in shape.
She's so leathery. She
would ruin. No,
did you see her? She looks like she's 185 years old on the Super Bowl.
Yeah, she is kind of leathery. Baseball glove look.
I would do her in Ray of Light days.
Early 90s?
Yeah.
Or like mid-90s?
Papa Don't Preach time frame?
No, after that.
Oh, like 80s Madonna's, obviously.
That's actually like 98.
Probably. Yeah, like late 90s.
Late
90s. The one where she was in the bed.
I would do her then. I don't think I'd do her now. I don't think.
No.
The guy with the conquistador, when she did like the conquistador thing, she was in the bed, the Mexican.
Evita?
No, she was in the bed with the candles and the sheet over.
The Jesus
touching herself.
No, it's the Jesus.
What is he talking about?
I don't know.
She's touching herself.
She's touching herself. I don't know. That's only every video I watch on the internet. What the fuck?
Just spit beer everywhere. I'm sorry.
That's what is that? Motherless.com?
Don't go there. That's a dirty, dirty website.
Motherless? Let's talk about it.
Motherless.com? Look it up. Look it up. It's one of those.
I'm not looking at it up on my computer.
It's
Is there alarms going to go off?
They say everything's supposed to be legal. Yeah.
That's pretty much it. They say that it's legal. We don't believe that.
Some very...
So what is it?
Disturbing stuff. Oh, it's a
moms and daughters kind of thing.
No, there's moms and daughters. Moms and daughters. There's dads and daughters.
I type it into my phone. Motherless.com. Moral free. Look at this guy.
Moral.
What about this? Speaking of moral free.
And all Ty has arrived.
I'm introducing a character called
Ty. You're going to have to...
share a mic with Wolfgang.
Buddy, come on over here.
Cool. You guys are going to have to get uber close and sensual. Because we don't have an extra mic.
Right or left. Mm-hmm.
This is why you need to bring your own mic, Ty. Bottom. I told you.
I have mics. I'll bring it.
I told you. You said you would.
I got mics. You got to remind me. Mics for days.
Mics for days.
How's this going to work?
I don't know. We'll just talk. Work. You're going to have to just make it work, Wolfgang.
I'm not really saying anything.
Guys, get close. That's a fantastic shirt.
Good to see you.
Yes.
I like it.
I'm angry right now.
No, you're not.
I am.
Man.
I'm angry at the show.
You're angry.
Why are you angry?
The only redeeming quality is Scott.
Why are you angry? What's up? Who's? Yeah, no.
Look, welcome to a moral-free zone where anything legal stays. All kinds.
I wanted to talk about purling. Does anybody know what that is?
Purling?
After drinking.
No.
The only thing I know about... There's another kind of purling where you put a pearl...
Or genital...
You put a pearl under your skin of your penis for every year that you were in prison. It started by the Japanese. So, and then it's changed since then. I don't know what... But that's the original purling.
Wow.
That was the original purling.
Yes.
Now people do it as part of just...
Yeah. It was a Yakuza thing that they used to do, where for every year they spent in prison, they would put another pearl under the skin of their penis.
So that's its origins?
Yes.
It's fucking
wow.
Sick. Imagine that.
You know how good that would feel? Be fantastic. I mean, it won't take it long to heal, but...
Well, that's what I was wondering. How long was the healing process like?
Yeah.
Well, people do that now. They put, they do the pearl thing in the wieners.
Well, you do. Jacob's ladder. I was saying, Prince Albert's and Prince's.
People have dermal implants everywhere.
Genital piercings are pretty. Yeah, that's.
Do you have one?
No.
Tyler, no. Are you lying?
No.
But he's got stories.
No.
Have you ever had one?
I have no piercings anymore. I have nothing anymore.
All right, what did you have? What did you have?
I would pierce anything and everything, whatever was. It was before it got big. I used to do it all the time. I used to do, I fucking pierce my foreskin. I'd pierce my nutsack. I didn't do my gooch. I wanted to do my gooch, but yeah. I didn't do it.
Gooch?
Yeah.
The taint.
Taint.
The runway.
Yeah. I never did like the chode. I never did like the goofy shit, like my tragus and my ears and shit like that, my nipples. And stuff, but yeah.
The Prince Albert.
No, I didn't have a Prince Albert, but I was getting ready to do a Jacob's Ladder,
which before. Is
rods all the way up and down the shaft of my penis.
Tight, man. Tight work, man.
But
man.
The
doesn't that get infected if you're banging skanky bras?
Well, you gotta wait a little bit.
You gotta wait a little bit until it heals.
The most disturbing one is what's called a Prince's Wand, though. And it is a steel sounding rod that is inserted into your urethra.
Ooh.
And the post comes out the top of your head.
Mm-hmm.
So your meatus, so to speak. Sorry, I'll get technical on you. I get a little geeky.
You have to lift that shit up to piss?
Your meatus. Well, you know, the wand actually, they make some that are hollow, but some guys actually, it's called sounding. They like to insert, women too, insert and things into their urethra. It doesn't.
Yeah, it's like tapers.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. So, yeah, horrible. It's a prince's wand.
I'm feeling lightheaded. How about you? I really am.
It's a little extreme talking about this.
And my pecker hurts.
And me and Scott are just like.
There's a guy on the BME website. He's got his nuts. He's wrapped them like the Africans do their neck, so it's really long. And he's completely severed his penis. So it's just a hole. He's just got a urethra and the nuts that are probably a foot long. He doesn't. It's people.
So he's castrated or castrated?
Yeah, he didn't. His balls are there. He just has no penis. I wonder
what he's like mentally, because wouldn't that mess you up?
Well, that's like the people that like to just cut off their limbs. They feel a need to remove something. Mm-hmm. Like it's this inner need to amputate something.
Never even heard of this kind of stuff.
What?
You have extra muffs.
Oh.
Oh, you gotta bring those too. What do I look like? A fucking headphone factory?
Actually.
You know? I'm doing my best here, man.
You look great.
Hey.
Genital piercings. What else?
I'm trying to find this comment because it completely goes along with what we're saying.
Talking about the purling?
Well, it talks about it. You know, it's kind of penis talk. And it's again from our.
Oh, yeah, because that's a big change in topic of conversation from every other Oh No radio show.
Right. Well, this comes from our good friend Mark again in the UK. And
you say not our good friend Kurt.
He's really mad. I guess I don't remember doing it. What the stop? Wolfgang, I'm gonna kill Wolfgang.
Nobody even knew. I'm gonna kill him.
Why are you looking at me like?
Choke him.
Ties
at some point, I'm gonna choke him.
Do it.
I'm gonna.
You probably should.
That'd make for good radio. Better TV.
At least he's awake, I guess.
Yes.
You know.
I'm getting a lot of credit for that tonight.
You are getting a lot of credit for it.
So, this goes along with purling.
Yeah, what are we going? We're going back to penis talk.
Look at the two motherfuckers.
No.
No. They're pretty.
I would probably pearl.
I would pearl, he
says. You would pearl?
Man. Now, going back to Mark's comment, basically he's really upset with circumcision.
It's unnecessary.
And he's very mad. I guess we got into it at some point in one of our previous podcasts. But I'll read you if you don't mind his comment.
All right.
Just listen to most of this. What is the fixation with circumcision in the U.S.?
It's appearance.
I get the Jewish thing and the religion controlling people. But non-Jews? Question mark? I fucking hate it when someone assumes that uncut means unclean. What a load of bollocks. If a man doesn't know how to wash his cock several times a day, he deserves to be a woman. A cut man also has no concept of the frenulum, which I obviously don't have much concept over.
Your frenulum?
Yeah, exactly.
It's your nerves run. Well,
I mean, I know what it is, but I don't know what, you know, whatever.
And you like it touched.
And it's multiple nerve endings
mm-hmm.
equals massive pleasure. They must also have an insensitive rhino skin knob as well. It's funny how American...
Rhino skin knob.
Brilliant.
It's funny how American men bleat on about uncut... never bleat on about uncut women. Bleat on about uncut women. Why don't they insist that they have their wives and girlfriends' flaps cut off if they think it's a dirt issue?
We just talked about that the other day.
Some
That's
things
funny.
Boil Vaginal my rejuvenation. Piss. Sorry, yeah. That was terribly red, but, you know, at the end of the day, why...
It's an appearance thing, man. That's all it is. It's just tradition.
It's stupid.
You can say, no, they're taking away... It's that skin is there for a reason, man. And I'm like, oh.
Do you have an insensitive rhino skin knob?
Fucking knob is...
Who's here?
I guess so.
All right, raise of hand. Anybody else uncut? I'm the only one. I've never been cut.
Yeah, it doesn't make you better or worse.
I'm way better than you. I'm way better than
you. You've got a little more. Yeah, I'm sure.
How do you know?
I'm way better than you.
Yeah.
Because I'm the way that it was intended.
Because he's the only one in the room that's not
right.
cut.
That's
so
right.
So he wants to, you know, build himself
up. That's how it is.
Yeah.
That
make it out to be cooler than it is.
Making fun of hair.
Like, I don't know if I lost any sensitivity or not.
I don't know.
I know it feels okay right now, and it looks handsome.
All you've ever
it
known,
looks
though,
handsome.
It looks handsome.
Is your cut handsome. Dick. You've never known anything else.
A rhino, maybe. More of
you've
like a helmet head. Strong.
There's not a lot of uncut guys in porn, though. There's not a lot.
That's true.
Because it doesn't have
the
look.
That's not necessarily true.
There are some, but not a lot.
I think the look is creeping back in, to be honest with you.
I do.
I am a porn aficionado, and I will tell you, I know porn trends. Turn that camera back around.
You know porn trends. By porn trends, you mean that you're watching a lot of British homemade porn. And there just happened to be a lot.
No.
No. Don't try and bullshit me, Owen. Because I watch just as much porn as anybody. And you know what's better than actual porn? Bitches with iPhones. Mm. It's so much more entertaining.
Motherless.com. It's all there. It's all there.
Fucking Twitter.
I didn't bring my pen. Where's my pen? What?
Motherless.com.
Motherless.com?
Whew. It's all there.
Where are you going, Duncan, while we're on the topic? Where are you going?
What do you mean? Where am I?
For
my porn?
Yeah. Be honest about it.
Dude, honestly, you know what I do is I look at Tumblr.
Yeah?
Tumblr porn is fantastic.
You look at Grindr?
No.
You look at Grindr?
No, that's... No, I'm not somebody else that works at the factory.
What is
Grindr?
It's a gay porn app.
It's a gay porn app. Yeah.
How do you both know this?
Well, we have somebody who is on it all the time.
Yep.
All the time.
Right. And you know this person. Yes.
Okay.
And it makes sense.
So...
Good for them.
Tumblr, yeah, like, I just end up...
Oh, is that the one that's like a mapping thing that shows the queers where the queers are?
No, yeah, if they're close to you.
Grindr,
yeah.
Okay,
gotcha.
I've heard about that.
Yeah, it's QPS.
Thought about joining. What's going on here?
It's the asshole couch.
It's the couch.
Oh, that's for Owen. That's how Owen lost his virginity.
You guys... that's another story.
That's another motherless.com
story. No. Oh. I used to have a fuck ton, like, when I was younger. I used to have I moved in with this dude that, like, lived on a farm thing, and he had a bunch of sheep. So one night, a little fucked up, I'm like, I want to find out what all the shit's about. So I just couldn't catch one, which is, I guess that's good for me and good for them. But yeah, the sheep thing, I was like, what's all the fuss
I'm
about?
I'm gonna fuck
one of these.
Apparently, that's
just because. And I couldn't catch one, so I never got to it. So
what the fuck was that?
That's a sheep. Apparently.
That is not a sheep. That's a sheep in a blender.
Yeah.
Huh?
It's a radio show, right? Is this uncalled for?
Yeah, I'm not getting angry at all. You know?
Is this what a just total destruction and annihilation of a radio show?
Yeah,
looks like right
yeah.
Now?
So that night, it's always an abortion.
Yeah, that's pretty much what happens.
That night you didn't get a sheep, but have you?
No,
ever?
I never fucked a sheep. I used to work
with a sheep.
No, I worked. I've worked with a lot of animals. Let's just say that. But like, I love horses, when horses are turned on, their vagina winks at you. So it actually, like, that, you know that you walk past and then it just goes, ooh. I wish women did that too. Like, you walk behind, their tail flips to the side and their vagina just opens and closes. You're like, oh, that's nice. So, yeah. I never, no. Never been into animals.
But
I watch them all screw.
Yeah.
The furthest I got, I had to, you know, God damn it. I start a story, I got to finish it. So we used to have to
breed
the horses. Not us, but them to them. And we had several horses that could not get off without a little manual.
Little R&T, little rub and tug.
Yeah, you had to reach up. Exactly. That was it. We had a couple. Yeah. Oh, my God. Damn it. Jerked a horse off once. Yes, okay. Enough.
Once?
How many times?
It was a couple times.
When
a horse is worth $1.5 million, you don't question it. You're like, okay.
You're like, yeah, right. Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah.
How big is the horse's cock?
About as big around as your arm.
Yeah. Like that.
Yeah, about like that. Yeah. Like that. Yeah. So it's not really, I mean, you're just rubbing your hand. And then we would go right afterwards and have lunch.
Do you use both hands?
No, just one.
Just one?
Oh, yeah. You know, that some bitch kicks you, you're underneath it. No, just one hand. You're just going with one. From the side?
You're just jerking. Because
he doesn't kick. He kicks behind. Get it done. Yeah, so wow. It's all good.
Awesome.
God damn it, man. It's a story starts, and I'm like, oh, yeah, one time. Fuck.
You're like, I really shouldn't say this,
and it starts, and I'm like, okay, I have to finish it. I can't go. Nobody understands. Damn it.
So apparently, not only is he wrangled flamingos.
Wrangled flamingos, former white power skinhead.
White power skinhead.
I've been a bodyguard.
Bodyguard.
I did bodyguard for a Saudi Arabian sheik, for Sultan of Brunei. Drove for NFL properties. Worked at the Van Skate Park as a pro shop lead. Been an animal control officer. There's no more animals, yeah. But I used to kill them. So it was like, there's a big difference.
What did you kill as an animal control officer?
Kill them then? Have
everything.
Them?
Everything.
Like, cats, dogs. I worked for Osceola County. I was a redneck. That's why I'm no longer there. I didn't fit into their image. So I'm not even going to get into that. That was very disgusting. So
just bad, huh?
It was just dead animals. You walk in a room and there's like 50 dead animals and you're putting them in bags and throwing them in. They were just, they're still kind of twitching a little bit. You're like, oh, fuck. Okay, gotta go. It's time for lunch.
Hit it with the hammer again.
Yeah. They just got a needle sticking out of their heart going like this. You're like, okay. That's the way it worked.
It's a harsh reality, huh?
Very harsh. That's how we rolled. It was.
That's how the others live.
Others. I had a lot of ketamine in my hands at times. So. Wow.
Which is scary.
Yeah.
So you grew up in this area?
Pretty much. I lived all over. Went to school for a little while outside a little place called High Wycombe outside of London. Lived all over. Was born on a military base. Mom and dad were in the military. Ran around Florida all over, so... Yeah, I've been around here for a little while.
I must say, it's crazy to have Scott here, because when I was 15, 16 years old, I was watching Scott on stage at Punk Nights, like at House of Blues. Like, awesome. Those days, what was it called? House of Punk back in the
days? Yeah, it used to be House of Punk back then, yeah.
Before House of Blues?
No, it was still House of Blues, but they had House of Punk.
House of Punk night. I forget what night. It was like a Wednesday or Wednesday.
They would do Fridays and Saturdays. We did a New Year's Eve show. We ended up being like the House of Blues, like
almost punk the house band. Yeah,
it was like the local house band anytime anybody'd come, which was fine with me because they'd pay me.
And I remember seeing that motherfucker up there in his skully cap and fucking screaming at me. I was scared of him. He was an intimidating motherfucker. I'll tell you that.
Was?
Yeah, kids.
Well, yeah, you know, years later, you meet the guy.
Oh, I know. I totally get it.
And he's kind of a teddy bear.
If I give everybody generally the benefit of a doubt, and I'm the knight. I'll give you the shirt off my back. You cross me that one time, I will fucking kill your family, burn your house down, fuck your dog, cut its head off. I don't give a fuck when it gets to that point. And if I can't do it, I'll have somebody else do it for me and videotape it and show me later. I don't care. So, but yeah, I'm generally a nice guy.
Yeah,
no, all in all, nice. I'm the nicest guy that'll fucking kill you if really you cross. Just don't fucking cross me.
Fella. Just don't.
Just don't. Yeah, that's the whole thing.
Just don't. And if you hear this noise,
That means the apocalypse is about to happen.
Just walk away.
So,
I thought it meant you had something in your teeth.
You guys ready for some newsstand?
Oh, is it time for Bender's newsstand?
Yeah.
Bender.
Bender's on the brink. He said he's all ready and set to go.
All right.
Countdown to Bender. Oh, there he is. You got to fire up the theme song.
Newsstand. It's Bender, Bender's newsstand.
Now I feel bad because I can't hear it.
It's a newsstand. It's Bender, Bender's newsstand.
That's why Bender was here,
right?
I called him my Bender. Like
Bender, Bender,
Bender, how you doing?
What's happening? Oh no, radio show.
Yeah, Jackie.
Jackie Bender in the house, ready to lay down some Scotty news.
Threat. Good to see you. Good to see you.
Yes, sir, man. How you been doing, man?
I'm doing well. Anybody who's been in the Marines and on Owen's show knows when I say Oceanside, they're like, oh, I love that place. So I don't know if you spent time there, but that's where I'm at right now. Good to see you on the show. Glad you finally made it.
Man, it's good to hear from you. I wish I saw you right now. If you were sitting right next to me, I'd fuck with you. Yeah.
Fondle you a little bit, probably.
Probably, yeah.
Hey, by the way, I'm Ty. How's it going, dude?
Hey, Ty,
yeah, this is Scott.
Introductions wherever made.
We're ignorant. He walked in, I knew it was Ty. He knew I was Scott. It's all good. It's not real. All
right. Moving on, Jack.
Enough of the formality.
Do we have a newsstand for this week?
We absolutely do. You guys ready to get right to it?
Let's get right to it.
Yeah, let's do it.
Now, for Scotty, who Scotty doesn't know, it's a... Scotty doesn't know. See what I did there?
Yeah. Wow.
This is a game where Bender will read us a story, and then it is our job to decide whether it is Florida or not.
Okay.
So we'll roll on into the first question, and I'm sure he'll get the hang of it quick.
Oh, of course.
All right. Prom queen arrested after faking cancer, receiving $17,000 in donations.
Prom queen arrested for faking cancer was given $17,000 in donations.
I don't think that was Florida.
It doesn't seem like Florida to me.
All right. I
always think it's Florida. I'm going to go Florida.
All right.
That sounds like something ridiculous. Yeah, probably Florida. Why not?
See, it sounds ridiculous, but I don't give Floridians that much credit for being that intelligent.
Yeah, I see what you're doing there, but
yeah.
Most of them know.
How much money?
$17,000.
I'm going Florida.
High five.
I'm going Florida.
Wolfgang?
Based on the money. Because I feel this is in Boca Raton or somewhere like that. This is a spoiled brat.
She's 17, you said, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
I'm going with the spoiled brat syndrome. I'm going Florida.
You're going Florida. Tie votes Florida.
Duncan,
Owen.
You're not.
Negative.
Scott,
no.
You're not.
No.
Wolfgang.
No. Sounds like an up north fucked up thing. Yep. Yeah.
Ty, going yes or no?
I'm saying Florida, man.
He's going with Florida. Okay. All right.
3. Quorum.
What do we got, Jack? Got,
Horizon City, Texas.
Damn it.
Bitches.
All right.
Texas.
Read us the story, Jack. What's going on with that?
She had told her family, friends, and fiancé in January of last year she had 6 months to live after battling leukemia since childhood, set up her own charity foundation called Achieve the Dream. A long-running investigation revealed that hospitals she said she had been treated at held no record of her as a patient.
Wow.
She is now being held on $50,000 bond.
Speaking of which, we haven't even mentioned the fucking George Zimmerman shit.
Don't talk about that.
How about that fucking nonsense?
You guys know where that happened, so there's no reason for me to bring it up.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is...
But what, he's...
It is in the news. He's roaming the streets once again, so everybody make sure not to wear your hoodies in his neighborhood.
How was he even in there? Week?
I think so. Some shit like that.
All right.
I knew it was going to
happen. About as long as... Casey Anthony?
No. I'd still bang.
I would too. Yeah, what about her? Where do we put Baby Killers on that list? Yeah.
I always thought Casey Anthony was hot. I agree completely and fully.
Yeah.
Like, she's mousy and weird and strangely hot.
But who's hotter, the teacher in Tampa, the blonde-headed teacher in Tampa, or Casey Anthony? You know the teacher that with her student? This was about 5 years ago.
Oh, yeah, because that's really relevant to my fucking attention span.
Yeah, she was banging.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
Damn, she just got... Yeah, I just watched something on her the other day. She's still fine.
Out there.
All right.
Which one, Scott?
Jack.
I can't remember
her
name.
Next question.
Shut
the fuck up, Wolfgang. Jack?
This is my goddamn radio show. Do what I want.
You're the boss.
He is.
All right, then. Man arrested after punching fast food manager for tomatoes on his order.
God damn it. This does sound like Florida. Because I've done something
you,
like
Scott?
That.
Was this you?
I have a story. Very close. But it was Taco Bell. There was no tomatoes. I told them if they didn't come over, I was going to knock everything off the counter and fuck up all their food. But, I'd say this sounds like Florida. This will work for Florida. Yeah, that's good.
He's going Florida.
Yeah, I could... Everybody's so angry, though. It could be anywhere.
That's true. God. Could be anywhere.
Florida, though.
Any hints, Jack?
I can tell you what the chain is, but they have them everywhere. I don't know if that qualifies.
Well, that's enough of a hint that it's a chain that's everywhere.
I want to know.
Maybe a McDonald's.
What is it? A Burger King?
It's not like In-N-Out Burger.
It was at a Sonic.
Oh, is it a Sonic?
Florida.
Is it a Sonic?
Those
Florida.
Everywhere.
Nah, Florida.
Big chain, but I go Florida again.
Past one yesterday.
I'm going Georgia. I'm going not Florida.
I'm going not Florida.
Oh, you're even going specific state.
I can picture this one. This one's Georgia. This one's Georgia.
You can picture this one?
Yeah,
this one being Georgia?
This one's Georgia.
This is Midwest. Got Midwest written all
you
over it.
You think so?
Yeah.
All right. So you're going not Florida?
I'm going not Florida.
All right. Wolfgang,
I say Florida.
All right. Wolfgang?
I'm staying strong, man. Florida.
Florida again. Bender, what do we got?
Vero Beach, Florida.
Hey!
Yeah!
Yeah, my dad, brothers, and aunt's alma mater. That's where I was like, my home of record. Vero Beach, Florida.
Owen gets really mad when he doesn't win the game.
It's not over yet. There's still time to come back.
It's a, what's the story? What do you got?
Well, that's pretty much the gist of it. A man accused of punching a Sonic manager, apparently, allegedly, after his food order came with tomatoes, and he was jailed on a misdemeanor charge.
All right.
Though he claims he did it after the manager spit on his shoes, but we can neither confirm nor deny.
I understand.
Smunch my pumas.
Smunch my pumas.
I don't have pumas on today. Yeah, I understand.
All right, moving on.
Moving it on.
Okay, this is my personal favorite of all of them today. Man shot in argument outside of bar, doesn't realize it until the next morning.
This is good, but I
don't think it's Florida.
I don't think that
Have you ever been shot, Scott?
There's a pause.
I do not have any bullet wounds, no, to answer that question. Have I been shot at?
Yeah.
That's a whole nother story. Yes.
Yeah.
No.
How many bullets in your life do you think you've dodged?
I was dodging bullets when I was young. So, I mean, it's quite a few. Quite a few. Almost shot my best friend in the head while I was robbing
teens,
a house on accident.
In the teens?
Yeah. I almost killed one of my best friends. Like, accident. I don't know what happened. I almost shot him in the damn head, shot right next to the wall while we were robbing a house. So I was like, oh, shit, okay. But that was younger. I don't do that stuff anymore. I'm a grandpa, man.
Yeah, it's
I'm a
true.
Grandfather.
You are a grandfather. He's
grandpa's grandpa, guy. Dude. Yeah. Yeah.
You're a grandfather?
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's, I had to tell my granddaughter to stop saying, oh, shit, this morning. She's a year and a half. That's everything. She drops something. Oh, shit. Like, oh, no. Then she copies everything. I was like, oh, I said something, fuck it, or something, so I hear, fuck it. And I was like, no, God, no. Stop. She's a little sponge, a little shit. Stop it. So, shake the shit out of you. So, yeah. Damn it.
Jack, let's finish this bitch off, please.
All right, so you guys have made your decisions on this one, then?
Yeah.
Wait, did we?
What?
No, I thought, what?
We no, the guy got shot, didn't know he got shot.
Yeah, guy got shot, didn't know he got shot until the next day.
I don't think it's Florida.
That seems like a Vegas thing.
That's, well, that's Texas. Florida, there's a lot of guns. It's a south, I don't know, it sounds like a southern thing. But
that's a tough
I'm going
dude.
Georgia again. That's
no, Florida.
It's
Georgia.
Not a bad
that's
idea.
That's definitely Georgia.
There's 49 other states.
Yeah.
What do you got, Doug?
I'm saying that definitely has like a heavy alcohol city written all over it. So I'm thinking like Vegas or New Orleans, something like that. But definitely not Florida.
Nah, he's going not Florida.
I'm going to not Florida unless it happened in
not
Miami.
Not Florida, you know.
Not Florida, Wolfgang.
Yeah, definitely not Florida.
Not Florida.
Think.
Ty.
You know, just I think Bender's trying to fuck with y'all, so I'm just
gonna go Florida.
Staying strong.
He's going Florida.
He's staying strong.
He's going Florida. Jack Bender.
Well, this is what happens when you try and get inside my head, Ty. Sacramento, California.
Sacramento! Sacktown! Yeah.
Three for three, bitches.
Sacktown.
You play to the crowd, damn it.
I've been to Sacramento.
I got boys out of Sacto. Most hated. Most hated.
So who won this thing? Who won this thing?
Scott.
More than likely me.
Actually,
no, Scott, you were four for...
Yeah, I got all of them. Yeah.
He was the only one that got all of them.
Oh, you got all of them.
I think this is the first time we don't have to do beginner's a bonus round or anything like that.
He just got lucky. Oh.
Is that right, Jack?
Everybody's voice sounds kind of the same on this end, so you guys would know better than I would.
No, Scott definitely got, every fucking one.
I think he got it. I think he got it.
Weren't you keeping score?
Wow.
Yeah, no, I got it.
I saw you.
He's doodling dicks over there. It's just wieners,
he's
wieners,
just like,
wieners.
This show sucks.
I fucking hate these guys.
I'm so bored, tired, and horny.
It's just titties.
Bored, tired, and horny with bored. God.
Yeah, right? Seriously. And always knew he was harboring a little bit of a same-sex tendency.
Four dudes in the room. I don't get horny like that.
No. That's a pretty good deterrent for getting horny.
I need a beer.
I think it's time to take a little break.
I think it's time as well.
Break, yeah?
Man, I need some,
is
I
it
need
break
some
time?
Alcohol.
I think it's break time.
Oh.
All right.
I love you, Jack. Not
Jack.
In a gay way.
Oh, totally no homo.
Totally no homo.
Thanks for playing, everybody.
A midget bender.
It's been great. I think we're going to go on break, and we'll be back.
Yeah, why
we'll
the fuck
be back.
Not?
You know, we might do a little half-hour end-of-show thing.
Ooh, are you?
Yeah,
we'll
why
do
not?
Something.
We'll figure it out.
Who's got the coke?
Until next
strippers.
Time, gentlemen, I'll save my tiebreaker question, which I actually had one, and I didn't even need to use it.
Yes, save it, because we don't want Scott to go 5 for 5.
No, I'm good. I'm happy.
Yeah.
We'll hold on to it.
Yeah, exactly, because Owen looks like he's about to cry.
he's tough, he can handle it.
He's just like, I fucking hate you guys.
We're
going to break.
Oh no, baby! Oh no! Oh no!
I don't want you anymore. Yes, baby, I told you before. Take you back. You said you're sad about the same.
untrue. And one more time, you say goodbye, and all I do is sit and cry. You've done the wrong, and now I know. Can't let my heart, oh, go, go, go.
This shit that's just notes.
Yeah.
Thrown together.
Pick a fucking tune.
And play it.
I don't give a
fuck. Am I the only one
that's this violent about it?
I don't care.
Yeah.
It doesn't bother you in the slightest.
I listen to a lot of fucking
musicians.
Dude, I have gone to
doodly doodly dooling all over the place, and there's nothing.
Metal's kind of that way.
Metal does the same thing.
No. Well,
diddly diddly do. Diddly diddly do. Diddly 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 do.
Ba-ba, diddly do.
It's a structure thing.
Metal.
But yeah, but then you get into like Prague.
Prague rock sucks.
I love Prague rock.
I hate Prague rock.
You know what else? Yeah, right? Prague rock's great.
You like Prague rock too?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Sessions.
I don't even know what the fuck you're talking about.
Yeah, what is prog rock? Like, I mean, I might have heard of it.
You know, like
name a band.
Or like two. It begins with like
Dream
yes,
Theater.
Dream Theater.
Oh, okay, that's what I was gonna say. Could Rush be in that category?
Totally. Yes. Rush is a total prog rock.
I hate
band.
Rush.
Love Rush.
Love some Rush.
I can deal with it. With it doesn't matter. My life is different.
Tool
I
is
care.
A lot. Is a Tool's very progressive.
Tool is very proggy. You know, been there, done that. Watched them. I don't care.
I fucking love
Tool. I don't like Maynard. Yeah, I don't like Tool. I think Tool is boring as shit.
Oh, really?
I think Maynard's a fucking tool. So I was like,
he is. I've worked a Perfect Circle a couple of times.
Me
and,
too.
And he's a total fucking cocksucker. Yeah. But
he's got a vineyard now. He sells wine.
Yeah, so it doesn't make me like his music any less. And I saw a Tool trip my balls off on mushrooms. That is a phenomenal experience.
Well, last time I went, which wasn't that long ago, I was definitely blowing up on some mushrooms.
Oh,
but it's
man.
A good show, though, right?
It was a great
show. It's a great show. They're musically very talented.
Boring.
Like, is there a band out there that Duncan that you want to see that you haven't?
That I want to see that I haven't. The only band I really want to see that I haven't is Rammstein.
They played.
And
like
I know they were like
ago.
Two nights ago, yeah, and I had to work. And I also couldn't afford $100 a ticket.
I was
they where
in
were they? Were they at the arena?
Tampa.
Tampa.
Oh, Tampa.
They played here.
No.
What,
no.
that auditorium?
The St. Pete Times
have?
Forum.
I was talking about
the,
some dude yesterday.
At the forum.
Okay, they were the forum.
My friend yesterday, I can't remember who the fuck it was that was telling me this, but yeah, he was there and they upgraded his tickets because they were in the blast zone where the, you know.
Yeah, the flame.
The flame.
Oh,
the
yeah,
fire.
Like big pyro.
Yeah.
So they got like way better fucking seats.
Yeah, I mean, cool. I'd love to see them. Other than that, I've seen pretty much everybody I want to see.
Yeah.
We were talking about the hologram thing last week.
Yeah.
How much?
And how that's not really new technology.
Well, it's really right. not, yeah. but at the same time...
We touched on that, yeah. The Pepper's Ghost, is that what those guys were saying?
it's going to be amazing what you can do with the technology.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to be cool.
Are we going to have bands
You're gonna see the Beatles. You're gonna see
Elvis
playing playing the show from one venue, but basically broadcasting to every single venue in the world. I think it's gonna happen. I think that's
I don't know about that. You think that's the future?
I think that's the future.
I think there's always gonna be something. You're never going to be able to take away the human element of going to a show.
I'm not a big fan of arena rock shows.
Oh, no, I'm not talking about arena rock shows. I'm not talking about arena rock shows, but I'm talking about live music. Like, live music in general. No.
Yeah.
Music is meant to be experienced with the musicians playing it in front of you. Yeah, like, directly in front
of them lip sync anyway. Nowadays.
Not anything that I fucking
know. Who would even know? Who would know? If you put up 5 holograms of a band, band members, who is actually going to know?
Gorillaz kind of did that shit.
Right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And nobody knew?
Animated. They were in the shadows.
They knew.
Yeah.
That's what they did with Death Clock.
But that's an example of...
What were you getting to
anyway,
Alan?
Whatever.
I wasn't really getting to anything.
He was just talking.
Yeah, I was just talking as we do. Now you're just throwing me under the bus.
What do you got there?
I was talking about freeform jazz.
That's and how he hates it.
And how I hate it.
See, like, obviously you've never seen a lot of jam bands. Because jam bands go off into some way crazy shit. And
I hate jam bands.
A good jam band will bring I hate a lot of jam bands.
So you like structure, is what you're saying.
Yeah. I like catchy fucking tunes.
Okay, hook.
I like rock and roll. I like straightforwardness, blast you in the face guitar. I don't like this.
But you can find that. But see, dude, there's something really awesome about a guitarist that knows his way around the fucking guitar. No, I'm not talking doing little piddly shit like that.
Jerry Garcia was a good guitar player.
I don't give a shit.
I don't give a fuck about anybody who. Yeah, fuck. I don't give a fuck. I'm like, that's the old shit.
I don't care.
I'm just wondering.
Watch the wall. Hey, they can be amazing guitar players, like Grateful Dead, fucking Pink Floyd, all these bands that in their their own right are amazing. I just don't give a shit because it's. I feel nothing when I watch it because I'm like.
Who do you feel something about when you watch, a band?
Oh, well, I've always been, punk and hardcore have always been my thing. It's, Madball, Agnostic Front, Cro-Mags, Bad Brains. These are all bands that I've spent time with. These are all my brothers, angry, in your face, kids are fucking bleeding, getting hurt, doing their thing, and... I'm not there watching.
That's rock and roll.
Yeah, I like that dirty old CBGB's, disgusting piss on the floor, puke everywhere, fucking little shithole clubs. That's the kind of shit I like.
I always love a dive bar over.
I love dive bars.
Any other place, and I'm kind of into that as well. And I'll be honest. One of my huge guilty pleasures is Andrew W.K., and I haven't mentioned it on the show really much. But I went to Andrew W.K.'s show when he was in town.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be honest with you, it was fucking phenomenal. It was so great.
Does he still come out just him and the karaoke machine? Is that what, or has he got a full band?
Now? Oh, no, he's full on. Full band. He's even got a chick, Lace... spandex and lace and titties hanging everywhere. Not good pictures. But basically, no, it was an incredible show.
Yeah. That's pretty much every Andrew W.K.
party,
song.
Party, party, party,
party, party, party, party.
You know?
Yeah.
Honestly, he puts on a hell of a show. And I guarantee... anyone that sees that show will enjoy it. That's just the case.
And see, that's funny because I've seen Andrew W.K. and I did not enjoy it at all.
Really?
Absolutely not. I thought he was fucking terrible.
Oh, I think...
absolutely fucking awful. And you know what? And I'll say this because the lineup, like the band surrounding him, it was Glassjaw, Andrew W.K., Hatebreed. Yes.
He got so stuck. He was the.
Well, that's a weird. Yeah, that's a
it
weird
was an Ozfest, man. He was on an Ozfest that I happened to go to a couple of times.
He got stuck between Glassjaw and Hatebreed.
Yeah. So. Well, that night, then there was another. He was always right before Hatebreed. Always right before Hatebreed. And I'm like, Hatebreed fans are going to eat you for dinner.
Yes.
And then they're going
to. He parties hard. Oh, dude.
Man. He does party hard. What did we go down?
Justin.tv crashed.
That's a surprise.
There's a fucking surprise.
Yeah, yeah. I've been working on all this for a few months. It's fucking yeah. Good. I'll show you outside.
We're talking about Duncan's ink. I was like, looks nice. What
no
is
one,
it?
No one cares.
It's nice.
Nobody cares.
No I like cares. It.
No, it's yeah. It's fun. I'll show you outside.
Nice.
But
are
it's,
we back up?
Nah, well, maybe. Maybe not.
Yeah, we're back up.
Yeah. Doesn't matter. The whole thing's recorded anyway. The Justin.tv.
No, we actually are back up.
Yeah.
Oh, beautiful.
And we're going to be getting phone calls in
any
you know,
second.
Any second. I'm that's sure. Probably,
I'm sure of it.
That's probably what was going on.
So I'm starting up a new band.
I know this.
Guess what I'm going to call it? Whiskey Tango Foxtrot.
Now, I'm pretty sure there is already a shitty emo band called WTF.
And. Do you want our opinions, or is this
no?
Is that why you're bringing
Owen
it
could give a fuck
asking,
about our opinions?
You know, I'm throwing it
do
out
you
want to
go around the room see, and everybody what, say what we thinking. Think about that, or yeah. How do you want to handle
yeah.
This?
Yeah, it's gonna hum. Yeah, you said.
Let's start with Ty.
Sure.
Well, upon first hitting my ears, it might be the worst name I've ever heard. But. You know,
but given a little bit of time,
I let it marinate a while, and it starts to get kitschier and more fun.
See, yeah,
but it's pretty bad. It's really horrible.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. You know, not into it. Not into it at all. Wolfgang.
Yeah. Also, not into it. I gotta admit. But what I want to say about it is the reason I'm not into it is because I feel like it's overplayed right now. That WTF is
WTF.
Everywhere. I mean, they're using it for all
whiskey
different
kinds. Whiskey Tango Foxtrot.
Yeah. Foxtrot,
I mean,
it,
there's
Tango
a beer
whiskey.
Out, I think. Lagunitas or whatever the bang yeah. Is.
Who?
Or the beer, the bang.
Fuck the world, whatever.
Yeah, that's FTW.
Anyway, there's a couple beers out there. WTF, there's the emo band, as Duncan speaks of.
There's a wrestling, probably.
Probably. The WTF.
I just feel FFF. Like I feel like you're better than that. I really do, and I'm pushing you
all
to,
right.
To do better.
You, what would you go with?
Oh, well, you can't put us on the spot. We haven't been thinking about a new band for, like...
Barbie's Abortion.
I always like Twisted Testicle, personally.
My bass player came up with a name. Awkward Hug.
That's pretty... That's okay.
Testicle
that's
Torsion. Yeah,
that's not bad.
Christian Side Hug.
That's not bad.
Twisted Testicle.
Christian Side
Twisted
Hug.
Testicle?
Well, that's just, it's very personal to me. That holds a lot of, because my balls were so big they got caught in my shorts one time and twisted my testicles. Yeah. So it was like, that's why I had the testicular torsion going on, which is also a good name. I think Whiskey Tango Foxtrot would be a good CD. It would make a good t-shirt, would make a nice CD cover. It's just not catchy for a band name. It's not, but... You could do the whole thing where you could change what
testicular
it means
torsion.
Each time.
Oh, look
torsion.
At that. We actually do have a...
What? Yeah, that's what it was. It was down. The whole site was ruining.
Ian, how's it going?
Hey, there he is.
Oh, look.
I can
you're
see
probably the. He's probably the reason the whole live stream is fucking up. Because he's actually Skyping in. And the video card is now getting confused. Ian...
A small child.
Just get
say
it.
Something.
He's
not muted. He's up.
I'm so high. I'm so high. Oh my god.
Well, it's pretty funny because we can see him. Yep. What's going on? You're up, Ian. I mean, it's unmuted. You're up. I think it's on your end, buddy. It's pretty fucking hilarious. I don't want you to talk to nothing.
That's fantastic.
Look at this. But,
I almost heard something.
I heard something.
I said, I heard, hey.
Sounded like a bird died.
What's going on? I have no idea.
Oh, fuck.
No, it's on your end. It's on your end.
Oh, you can see him.
I know. I can see him. He's with yelling. Okay, have him make signs. Let's have him make signs. At us. Like, no, fuck you. Fuck you. It's
fuck you.
No, it's on your end, Ian. Fuck you.
Ian, do you have a pen and paper?
Now. He's flipping us off. Oh,
okay, so we know sign language. You. Good.
He's like, oh, he's pointing his ear and he's telling us it's
putting what in his ear.
Oh, no, he's wrong.
And he hung up. Why would he do that? He's like, fuck you, Ono Radio.
I hate you guys.
You guys are dicks.
This is stupid anyway. I just was bored.
Yep, that's pretty much.
That's pretty much how it works.
I think it's about time we end this one.
Yeah, probably.
It's looking good for ending this.
On that note, I just want to say I've been thinking about starting a freeform jazz project. Yeah.
Owen, would you be interested?
I'm gonna call it.
Uh-oh.
Oh, we got a call. Let's see if it's Ian. Let's
wait,
see
wait,
if
wait.
It works.
I'm gonna call it the Ernest Borgnine.
Yes. Is this Ian?
Yes.
Hey! 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 How's it going?
Yeah, dude. No, I don't know. Your site actually was down before I even called in.
Yeah, fuck you. Oh, the whole thing just crashed now.
Oh, it did?
Did we break
it's
it?
It's not me. Oh. Not me. Oh,
yeah. It's Justin.tv.
We're not even live anymore because of you. Because you Skyped in with your goddamn...
Is that a dinosaur?
And am I still getting yelled at here? Really?
No,
you're
no.
not even getting yelled at anymore. No. I'm just mad
at everything.
You haven't had enough to drink yet.
You're the only guy I know that gets high and drunk and just hates everything. You're like a bitter. You're gonna be the best old man. Get off my fucking yard! Yeah, I can't wait.
Oh, I'm gonna slap you.
Yeah, I can't wait. You're gonna be such a crotchy old fuck.
I know.
Dude, Duncan, remember that story I told you a couple of weeks ago?
Probably not.
Gas station, and the guy was like, he knew how many packs of cigarettes, 3 packs of cigarettes.
Yeah.
He knew exactly, and they know, you know, I
like they know
I get
you.
My beer, and they get that, and they give me the cigarette.
Yeah.
Well, I fucking go in there, and it was like on my way to work, and I usually always buy beer from this place.
Yeah.
So like. You know, it's like 9 o'clock in the morning, and I go and just grab my smoke.
Yeah.
And the guy looks at me and he says, "No beer today?" Like, no.
You're like, it's 9 o'clock in the morning.
Good story. Should tell that to somebody later when you go to a party or something. Pass it around to your friends if you ever get invited. Yeah. It's a good one. I'm amused.
Yeah.
Thanks,
God
Owen.
Damn, when you're right, you're right.
that was good. I like that one. Oof. Can't wait to tell that.
So, Ian, how's it going, buddy?
It's going good. I was enjoying that.
Do you see how crushed Owen's spirit is right now?
I'm about to quit my own show.
I know.
Isn't that going to make it awkward when I come over here and have to do this? Because all the equipment's here. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing.
You don't know how to turn it on and do the thing.
No, you still get to turn it on. You just don't get to sit there.
You have to stay here now. Okay.
So
you can be a guest
and
on the Ono Radio Show.
Try and make Scott uncomfortable with some gay shit, please.
Go ahead. Hey,
I really don't think that's actually possible.
It really isn't.
Yeah,
bring
it is.
It.
Honestly,
no, it's not.
I've watched fucking dudes fucking fist deep in some other guy's ass. That just don't make me uncomfortable.
What's the fattest gay man you fucked?
Oh.
What was that?
What's the fattest gay man you fucked?
I don't think I've gone past one.
Fuck you, I win. Hanging up, canceling the show, I'm done.
And on that note,
that's how I roll, bitches.
I love it.
I was like, well, I hope you've enjoyed the last fucking Ono Radio Show ever.
I'm such a fucking antagonist. I'd be like, I don't give a fuck what you say. What?
Scott likes to poke the bear.
That's my thing.
You play by my rules, or you
shake like that bear. Shake that bear.
Shake that bear.
Shake
Owen.
That bear.
Shake that bear.
You shake the fuck out of that bear.
Shake that bear.
Uh-huh.
I'm only kidding, Ian. You still there?
What?
Yeah.
I couldn't hear anything. Like, it just sounded like
that was on purpose.
Scott asked you if you've ever been shook by a bear.
Shake that bear. Yeah,
no, bears aren't really his thing, I'd imagine.
No. He's a twink. You a twink?
He's the kind of dude my brother's into. Yeah, a little tight pinned one. Yeah. My brother, yeah.
Oh, that's right, your brother's
my brother's
a
fucking
brother's
diva.
A homo.
He's a queen.
Your brother's a, you were going to say a gay, weren't you?
My brother's a fag. It doesn't matter. I love him. He's my brother.
Yeah.
Oh, no, the On the Radio show is very gay friendly.
Yeah.
No,
very gay friendly. We've had plenty,
which is weird.
Plenty of fags in here.
My brother's.
We like all the fags.
My brother right got a. Brother went to jail wearing pants. He wore a glittered army shirt and leather pants with a zipper up the ass. Yeah, he's like, it's. Yeah, that's my bro.
That's fantastic.
Polar opposites.
That's an awesome outfit.
Polar opposites. Oh, and platform boots. Yeah.
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 Perfect.
Oh, just fucking phallic thing in my mouth. God.
How evil should we get? I mean, do we want to talk about anal sex? Do we want...
You can talk about whatever you'd like.
Yeah, it's your anal goddamn
sex.
Show.
We all talked about uncircumcised penises. Does it matter? Does it matter? Wait, from a hetero standpoint, we don't give a shit. Does it matter to a gay dude?
Do you shave your asshole, Ian?
What?
Do you shave your asshole?
Oh, everything gets shaved. Everything at least is trimmed.
He manscapes.
Wait,
he's good.
Do you nair
it? Look at it.
Do you nair your asshole?
No,
nair.
That's ridiculous.
Don't
do that.
No. I did that once on accident.
That's a awful. Bad idea.
That's awful.
Once on accident.
On accident?
How is it that everyone has done that by accident?
I've had nair.
No one does that
bad.
By accident. You put nair on your hands. You say, I'm going to give it a shot.
Have you ever accidentally like put Icy Hot on your hamstring and it got up on your asshole? That's the same. Yeah.
Yeah.
The biggest fad right now is actually anal bleaching.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we've
anal
talked
bleaching.
About
that, yeah.
Bleaching.
Anal bleaching.
Anal bleaching,
yeah. A lot of porn stars do it. Yeah.
Let's go back. How do you get the hair away from it? Like, how do you shave it? Like, literally?
Yeah.
Yeah? I don't understand. Wolfgang, I don't understand why this is such a hard concept for you to grab.
Look at him.
It's just an awkward... I am slightly hairy.
I feel like we're the only two that haven't shaved our assholes.
Yeah, no.
Well, you got to have somebody else do it.
I mean,
No.
Like manscaping, sure, I'm getting there. I understand it. I got a nice little thing going. I told
you. What are you
a fucking topiary? What do you have, dancing elephants from Fantasia?
I gotta be very careful.
Got a nice his words. I got a nice little thing going on.
What?
That's so cute. Is that what the ladies tell you too?
What do you got going on there?
What do I got
Let's
going
just
on?
Go
on?
Through it.
Let's
I mean,
just go through it.
Talk,
well,
talk,
we already know he's cut.
Well, duh.
I mean, you talked about that.
You're cut, but how much do you shave?
I fucking take that shit down. I don't like straight razor it, but
baby?
I fucking...
Oh,
like
no.
12-year-old?
No, you don't fucking razor that
shit. You buzz it?
You gotta buzz it.
You use the buzz? Yeah. Use the buzzer?
The fucking... All right, yeah.
All
right. Well,
look, face, balls, arms, legs, it doesn't shave at all.
Scott was...
Well, I have to be very careful because my balls and my... My balls are so big that I have to fucking use two hands to stretch the skin out.
Yeah.
And get down because I have mother. I mean, my sack. Like I said, man, I'll be sleeping and my nuts will get under my leg.
Again,
I gotta pull that shit out from underneath myself because literally, my balls are huge. I mean, I was like. Yeah. It's and so I have to flip. I'm not all balls though.
They
got to
flip.
You know, I got to flip my nuts.
Has definitely cut themselves with.
I cut myself all the time.
All the time. I'm the only person I know that can cut myself.
That scares the crap out of me every time. I'm like, I'm bleeding. My balls are bleeding.
Yeah, when you get that gash and you cut your dick and
that's the worst.
But the worst is when you get you cut right at the base of your cock, right there where everything comes together, right under there.
But all of us in this room. Slightly in a weird kind of messed up way, enjoy it.
Enjoy shaving?
No, when it cuts you a little bit.
No, no,
that's so painful.
When you, especially after a shower, and it's like, oh man,
that's the best.
There's blood everywhere.
Well, no, it's like I said cut you a little bit.
Like, oh no, oh no,
it's the main vein.
I don't. No, I don't enjoy that. One thing I will say
is that I've used my own blood as lubricant.
Well, I keep a thing of wet wipes next to the bed for that reason. I clean my my cock and balls after a messy set. You know, it's like good.
Have you ever let your shit get out of hand? where it's just
dude,
Vietnam
I have a fucking
in your panties.
I got rough and stuff in my Afro puff. Hey!
I had the fucking Johan thing going on for a while. I had the fucking big red and fucking just jungle down there. It's
looked
bad.
Like cord in your
it's
pants.
Bad. No, yeah. Well, it's like, yeah.
Then
definitely.
You do the quick zit.
Oh.
And you forget. And it all gets the tangle in the zipper. Oh.
Oh, that, yeah.
No one?
Oh, no. The worst. Have you, did you get just the tip of the skin in your zipper? Mm-hmm. Of your cock? Mm-hmm. The underside of your cock? Just a little
just
bit of
a
skin.
Just a little bit. Just enough.
Just enough to bring tears to your eyes, and yep. You don't know whether to unzip or keep pull it away or what you do. Like, what do you do with that?
What do I do? What do I do? What do I do?
Wait a second. No.
Hey, I'd rather catch hairs.
Is that Ian guy still on the phone?
Of course.
Oh. There, yeah.
You ridiculous asshole.
Great conversation.
We were, yes, very patient. He's been listening.
Do you have anything, Ian?
Yes.
Not really. I just figured I'd call in and just chill out and listen.
Yeah.
Listen to us as shaving our cock and balls and baby wipes.
That was a perfect conversation for me to call in on.
Yeah, absolutely.
So. Yeah.
We only went there because you called in.
Oh,
we do it for you, okay, Ian. We do it for you.
This has turned into a freeform radio show.
Freeform That's why Owen hates it.
Turned into.
Oh, he's shaking.
All right, kids. Well, I'm going to let y'all go. Enjoy the rest of the show.
All right. Love hail Satan.
See you,
Ian.
See you guys.
Owen.
I hate you all. I do.
I know. You've said that to me every show.
You're in charge. You're supposed to set the structure
I
of the
know,
show. We don't give a fuck.
They don't listen. No one
listens.
Oh,
my God.
Anymore.
It's because you are not really what we would like to call an authority figure. If Scott tells you to do something, you're like, okay.
Because
Scott will just be like,
If like Owen controlled the bud or the money. Then you guys would pay attention.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yes, it would be like...
But since there is no money...
Oh,
money?
That's right. You guys aren't getting paid for
yeah,
this?
Yeah, fuck no.
Yeah.
And since somebody else controls the bud, then... Well,
they're not getting
paid. Or are you?
You're not getting paid either.
Are you using us? I do feel used and dirty,
which
is fun.
I have a secret plan.
To fight inflation.
Basically... We need to sell time on this goddamn radio show.
Yeah, to sell time on this train wreck. We've had this conversation like 3 times. I agree. Mm. Have we had anybody approach us about it?
Why the fuck would anybody approach us about it?
Because it's awesome. Come on.
We're awful. This show is terrible. I'm goddamn drunk again.
I know.
We just need to end this thing. We need to end it. We need to end it, Duncan.
I know.
Duncan.
We do. Hey, no. Welcome back. See, it happens just that fast.
We're going to throw this thing in the river.
We're going to tie a cinder block around its neck and throw it in the
like
river.
Like an unwanted baby.
Prom night dumpster baby. Now you're thinking about it.
See, what we need to do is have a Scott Sessions... podcast. I think.
Oh my God.
I think.
If it was Scott's show.
I think he needs to be sitting in this chair and we need to be producing a Sessions podcast.
That means responsibility.
Yeah, that is a lot of responsibility.
And just, because right now I could just not give a shit. I got a beer in my hand. You've got to do everything. This is great.
It's awful. Yeah. It's awful.
That's why you're getting pissed.
I hate my life.
Why?
I got to do everything.
And they're good at it.
I got to call everyone. I got to make sure people are here.
Is everybody happy that's out there that's listening? You know,
No one's listening.
Two or three people. The podcast, though. Your friends.
There's
everybody.
Never been a bad review.
Does anybody want to hear anything? Do they want to... What do they want? What do they want? What does the public want? That's what
Owen
matters.
Thinks they want my penis.
We don't matter. Oh, we're going to do a naked show?
Someone said that you both know, said Trayvon Martin. I'm not going to talk about Trayvon Martin.
Because you already did the freestyle rap.
Trayvon Martin, if I owned a convenience store around here, I would do an Arizona iced tea and Skittles promotion for $1. everywhere, and it would get good press, and it would be fantastic. Everybody would buy it. That's I wouldn't give true. Any money to them, but it was, yeah.
Yeah, Arizona and a bag of Skittles for a dollar?
Fucking kid. Arizona and Skittles for a dollar. Arizona and Skittles for a dollar.
Arizona and Skittles for a dollar. End of the show because that just
that happened. Just happened
that because look all right happened. I think you know what an abortion the first Trayvon rap was.
Was good, hey, right?
I'm proud of that, Trayvon.
No, it wasn't good. It was great. No,
the first one was good. Amazing. But Trayvon 2.0, you sounded like you were having a fucking seizure.
Kind of a little bit.
You sounded like you had Asperger's and you're having a goddamn seizure.
I thought it was funny.
No, I thought it was funny too.
Oh, man.
But it's kind of like watching an old person try and cross the street while there's a bus just screaming at them. You can't look away, and you know what's going to happen. And here it comes again.
He would be very proud
Trayvon.
Of my work. Of for
your,
him.
Of your work for
well
him.
Down.
I think you would sell a lot of Skittles and tea.
I think that would be a good thing.
I think back to the original point. Yes, you would absolutely sell a lot of Skittles and tea.
Oh, shit.
How did you throw in Zimmerman and all that? That's crazy. Out of nowhere, he's like, Zimmerman. Everybody's like, oh, snap. Is this too far? Like, can we talk? Is it too soon? He's free.
Too
like,
soon.
He could be listening.
I was just waiting for the gunshot. I was like,
yeah, wait, yeah, where's the gunshot
just
bullet
to end it? Okay, it's done.
Thanks, everybody.
Oh, no.
That's it.
We can't do this anymore.
Oh, no.
Because Owen's gonna hang himself in the bathroom.
I don't want
something
anymore.
I don't know how I'm gonna do this.
Yes,
one.
Baby, I told you before. You went away and
this
you
is gonna be tomorrow, won't we? Guys, it's been great, Scott.
Thank you very much, Scott.
You're welcome.
No, you stayed awake. Wolfgang stayed with it. Yeah. And Ty stayed with it. Yes. Thank you, everybody. It's been great. Everybody. I think it's been great. You know why I think it's been great? Because I've been watching you lose your shit over there for like an hour and a half.
That was the best part.
That was the best part.
I didn't even have to do anything.
That's the best part of the show.
Yeah.
Well, that's the show, guys.
That's right.
Thanks for watching. You've done the wrong.
Hail Satan.
And now I
Hail
know. You can't let my heart out. Go, go, go.
That's
thinking someday you'll be on track.